from Dorothy. It's April 5, 2026, 3 p.m. Eastern. Here are the latest headlines. President Trump issues a 48-hour ultimatum to Iran, threatening strikes on infrastructure if the Strait of Hormuz remains closed. President Donald Trump has issued a stark 48-hour ultimatum to Iran. He warns the United States will target energy infrastructure and bridges if Tehran does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz to commercial shipping. The deadline is set for Tuesday night, according to reports from the Wall Street Journal and other outlets. In a series of posts on Truth Social, the president used profanity-laden language to describe the consequences of noncompliance. He stated that Tuesday would be power plant day and bridge day, all wrapped up in one. The president further warned that if the regime fails to act, all hell will rain down on Iran. This escalation follows the successful rescue of a U.S. aviator who was shot down over Iranian territory earlier this week. Multiple news outlets reported that the rescue operation has emboldened the administration's posture toward Tehran.
President Trump vows escalation in the Iran war, threatening Stone Age strikes as global markets react to his primetime address. President Donald Trump delivered a primetime address to the nation on Wednesday, declaring that United States military objectives in Iran are nearing completion. The speech failed to provide a clear exit strategy and instead stoked global market volatility. In remarks from the White House, Trump asserted that the United States has beaten and completely decimated Iran's military capabilities. He warned that the conflict would continue intensively to force a resolution. The president threatened to target Iranian bridges and electric power plants, citing a recent United States strike on the B-1 bridge near Tehran as evidence of progress. The address drew sharp criticism from international allies and domestic observers for its lack of clarity regarding the war's endgame.
Oil prices surged past $110 a barrel as Trump threatens further destruction of Iranian infrastructure in the ongoing conflict. President Donald Trump delivered a primetime address to the nation on Wednesday night, marking his first major speech since the United States and Israel launched military strikes against Iran. He threatened further destruction of Iranian infrastructure and warned that the conflict could continue for 2 to 3 more weeks. In remarks from the White House, Trump boasted of degrading Iran's military capabilities and killing top leaders, but offered few details on how the war would conclude. The address drew skepticism from markets allies and domestic political opponents. Oil prices surged past $110 a barrel following the speech, with some benchmarks reaching over $113 as fears mounted regarding prolonged disruptions to supply through the Strait of Hormuz.
The administration names the ongoing military Operation Epic Fury as critics raise concerns over potential war crimes and shifting timelines. President Donald Trump delivered a primetime address to the nation on Wednesday night, declaring that United States military objectives in Iran are nearing completion. In remarks from the White House, Trump stated that the United States has beaten and completely decimated Iran's military capabilities, but warned of further strikes against bridges, electric power plants, and other civilian infrastructure. The administration has named the ongoing military operation Epic Fury. The address was met with widespread bewilderment from international observers, domestic political opponents, and even some within the Republican Party. Critics noted that Trump's timeline for ending the war has shifted repeatedly over the past month.
United States Special Operations Forces successfully rescued the second crew member of an F-15 E-Strike Eagle shot down over Iranian airspace. President Donald Trump announced early Sunday that United States Special Operations Forces had successfully rescued the second crew member of an F-15 E-Strike Eagle shot down over Iranian airspace. The downing of the F-15E marks a significant escalation in the ongoing conflict, representing the first time an American combat aircraft has been shot down by enemy fire since the war began 5 weeks ago. While one airman was rescued Friday near the crash site, the second remained missing behind enemy lines for nearly 48 hours. He credited the rescue team with being brilliant, strong, and decisive.
That's your Dorothy News Update. For full coverage and source links, visit dorothy.cmshh.